for 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad. A Riverside County judge ruled that Moreno Valley's general plan violates state environmental law. KVCR's Anthony Victoria reports.
In 2021, the Sierra Club and Attorney General Rob Bonta sued the city of Moreno Valley after approving their general plan. The city's plan lays out commercial and warehouse development for the next 20 years. But attorneys say Moreno Valley didn't properly assess the air quality and health impacts this growth will bring, particularly to underserved areas. Matthew McCurley represents the Sierra Club.
The city has repeatedly cited major warehousing and industrial development in the city, and a lot of that warehousing is located very close to people's homes.
McCurley believes the court got the right decision. Moreno Valley City Attorney Steve Quintanilla says the city can't comment due to pending litigation. The court halted Moreno Valley's general plan until it aligns with state environmental law. The city has 60 days to appeal the decision. For KVCR News, I'm Anthony Victoria.
May 15th is Hyperemesis Gravidarum International Awareness Day. Hyperemesis Gravidarum, or HG, is a potentially life-threatening pregnancy disease that may cause malnutrition, dehydration, debility, and weight loss due to severe nausea and/or vomiting, and may cause long-term health issues for mother and baby. HG Awareness Day was first held by the HER Foundation on May 15, 2012. The HER Foundation is a nonprofit charity established in 2003 by HG survivors. HG is said to be the leading cause of hospitalization in early pregnancy. To learn more about hyperemesis gravidarum, visit hyperemesis.org. From our partner CalMatters, California lawmakers are proposing to redirect some state funding counties get for homeless housing to pay for sober housing instead. The authors of two bills advancing in the legislature say their aim is not to go against the state's Housing First policy, which offers housing to people in need regardless of their sobriety, but to give more choices to people who want to be sober. Housing advocates and experts worry the proposals could make housing options even more scarce at a time when California already has a shortage of beds. The State Senate has approved a resolution declaring May Asian and Pacific Islander American Heritage Month. Irvine Democratic Senator Dave Min is the author. He says Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders came from countries that represent about 60% of the world's population.
What this is, as much as this is a celebration of Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, this month is also a celebration of diversity. And I just want to point out the importance of that at a time when diversity is being questioned, when inclusion is being questioned as a core value of the United States. This is a celebration of diversity.
The resolution says one of the earliest records of Asian and Pacific Islander Americans in the United States dates back to 1763 in the city of New Orleans, Louisiana, where Filipino sailors who worked the Manila-Acapulco trade route settled. And if you're looking for live music this weekend, the Big Rock Bar in Pinyon Hills will host the Fest with No Name, with 20-plus bands playing across two stages. Live performances include Injun's Drone, a female-fronted Deftones tribute, Air Liberate, a blend of heavy metal, groove metal, nu metal, and hard rock, with Inland Empire native Alex Cerna on lead guitar and backing vocals, and headliner OTEP. Doors open at 1:30. For more information about the Fest with No Name in Pinyon Hills, visit kvcrnews.org and click on today's Midday News Report. Military veterans and others traversing the nation on motorcycles to reach Washington, D.C. by Memorial Day weekend to pay homage to fallen comrades will make a pit stop in Coachella today, resting and fueling up for a continuation of their journey. The Run for the Wall, featuring over 1,200 riders, began about 7 a.m. in Ontario, with motorcyclists splitting off on three different routes from California to the nation's capital. For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Sharina Wad.